everyone, welcome back to Dagon.
What's up?
Eggin and Dagon is asleep, but my name's Adam Cagley.
My name's Dustin.
I'm waiting for Megan to start, like, snoring or some shit.
Or, like, talking in her sleep.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
She does that.
I know. It's in the first episode.
I know.
That would be podcast gold.
It would. You know, like, in about 25 minutes, I'll try and wake her up.
Perfect. Do we have to whisper like this the whole damn time?
I think so.
Fuck me sideways.
Okay. So, what's going on?
You wanted to talk about your
best Batman impression right now.
Batman's loud.
I know, but try whispering it.
Are you talking Nolan's Batman or
I'm talking whatever the fuck Batman you think whispers.
Or like my Batman voice.
No, that's too low.
Low and deep and gravelly.
No. Do Nolan's Batman.
But whispering?
But whispering. Shh. Yeah.
Megan's asleep right now. We have to be really fucking quiet because she's asleep right now.
Where's your chair? Where?
Where are the pillows? Where are the other blankets going?
I can't do voices at all.
It's okay.
Spring right here. Just right. Okay, guys. So what's going on?
Don't get that close. You need to be that close.
Why?
Bitch, get off my mic. Why did we choose to record while she was asleep?
We were gonna say some embarrassing things.
You guys wanted to talk about your Christmas idea.
But there's no Christmas idea without her, so.
Wake the bitch up!
No.
Poke in the titty.
No. She's had a long day.
One day doing what?
A lot, actually.
Groceries?
Oh my god.
It's okay, she won't hear that.
No. No, she was working all day. And I just got almost finished with the painting. Not almost finished, so, you know, I'm working on it.
The mural you're doing?
Yeah.
Bulldog Avenger mural?
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah,
Bulldog Avengers. Pretty much exactly what you should call it.
Bulldog Avengers. Bullfenger.
There's going to be, I'm going to do another one in some beach town in California. Forgot the name of it.
That specific.
Yeah. Oh,
Megan's making noise.
Baby. Mm-hmm. How you doing? What, babe? You want to record? Baby, do you want to record? Why? Baby, we promised Adam we're going to do this.
Stop!
What are you dreaming about?
Stop!
Jesus.
So violent.
She's very mean.
I can tell.
You know, when we first started the relationship, there was, like, you know how girls say that, like, the guy's always really nice in the very beginning?
Yeah.
Right? And then he turns into an asshole because he stops trying. Like, he doesn't bring roses anymore. He doesn't buy me dinner anymore.
Does Megan not bring you roses anymore?
He doesn't eat me out anymore or some shit.
We've had that conversation.
Megan just gets meaner.
As
time goes on.
Why?
It's just that she's gotten, like, her filter's not there anymore.
She doesn't give a fuck.
She just doesn't care what she says anymore. She can just talk to whoever she wants to.
Shut the fuck up, I'm sleeping.
Kind of, just like that.
Really?
Just like, not even, like, sleeping. It could be just us in the car.
Shut the fuck up, I'm driving.
She just hits me. She hits me now.
I know.
She hits me.
You're in an abusive relationship.
She never hit me before. And now she's just, like, whenever she wants. At anything. All the time. Every day. I get slapped, like, 10 times a day. 10 times just by my girlfriend that I love so much.
Oh, I'm here if you need to talk.
You know what? We're talking right now.
Our audience is here if you need to talk.
We need to talk
about how Megan abuses you.
I wouldn't say abuses. I just said that she has, like, no restraint anymore.
Fuck you, I'm coming!
Dude, like, literally, it's just, she does a lot for me, and she's awesome, and I love her, but, like, she just...
Whenever
she, exactly, see? Exactly. That's exactly what I said. And she goes,
ow!
that doesn't make me stop calling the person a bitch.
I know, it just keeps going.
It makes me say it more and louder.
I know, exactly.
Bitch!
Is she waking up?
Megan, you awake?
Megan? Baby? Babe? She's hiding behind my ass right now.
She's hiding in your ass.
It's an ass couch.
She's all up in your ass.
It's an ass pillow.
She's crawling on in there.
It's an asilo.
Megan? You awake? Pick up, Megan.
She's gonna start crying. Don't.
She's hiding from the microphone like it's a camera. She's like, don't look at me, microphone!
She was smiling.
She was.
Doesn't make any of us angry.
Megan.
Shut up. Oh my god, see? She's just abusive. Don't. Oh, shit. Damn it. I'm sorry.
You're like, I'm sorry, please don't hit me.
Basically, dude.
I'm
like,
sorry,
she's just,
I burnt the rose.
Very, very... She's just touchy. She's touchy. Tactile.
Stop.
What? You, okay, you know, I'm not sure if the podcast is... Everyone's seen this, like, this vine. This little black kid and this little white kid having, like, playing or something. And the white kid makes a joke and the black kid's like, shh, and, like, grabs his mouth.
Yeah,
it's like, it's not
that
funny.
Yeah.
She does that, like, every day.
I bet.
And she actually says it just like that. She goes, shh, and just grabs right, like, right in your lips.
Shh. Like that?
Just like that.
It's not funny. Okay.
Like, like that. That's anything.
That's what I say.
It's like she's drunk. I love it. It's like she's just completely
shut
hammered.
Get up.
Megan, we've been recording for about 7 minutes with you asleep.
It's kind of the thing where, like, you get used to a person when they have a little bit less of a temper. And then when it switches, when, like, the real person comes out, it's like a huge, like, shock. And you're like, okay, but I still love you. We can still totally do this. And it just kind of grows. Goes on like that. Is she awake?
She rises like the fucking dead.
She does rise like the fucking dead.
With just that bloodlust look in her eyes. Like, I need to feed. Give me cock and blood.
Give me coffee.
Give me coffee. But no, I know,
yeah.
I know
you,
what
see,
you, mean.
You see what I'm saying?
Like when
yeah.
Pretenses are dropped and shit gets real.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the real world.
Yeah, except with vagina.
There's a vagina in the real world.
But not like an actual, like, it's like it's you could pinch it. And
oh, they were fucking in that show.
Talk to it and it's yours.
Megan, what the fuck are you doing?
I told her that she was leasing my dick today.
She was leasing. That's,
was,
that's a good way to put it.
It is a great way to put it.
That's a really good way to put it.
She grabbed, because I said, here's what I said. She was, we were in traffic, and it was like we were on the freeway, and she was getting cornered by like two semis. And she couldn't get over. So, with her filter off and her being just like this adjusted to me now, she goes, fuck! And just like screams at the fucking car, and I get it. She does it every fucking day. But like, she's like, if you were a decent fucking human being, you'd let me over. And she finally gets over. And then I told her to, like, just...
Goose,
Fraba. Yeah, exactly. Just calm down. I said, find your happy place. Right? Just
yeah.
Do it. And she immediately... she just grabs my dick. She just grabs it.
That's her happy place?
And that's what I said. Like, that's her happy place? She's like, yeah, it's mine. And I'm like...
No.
I'm like, no.
She's leasing to own.
I said, no, you're leasing it. And she gave me a look like I slapped her mother.
But it's accurate.
Yeah.
She doesn't... There ain't no ring on your finger.
No, there isn't. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I'm not married to you.
Yeah, she's leasing
technically,
it.
Technically, you're leasing it.
Yeah.
And she had nothing to say to that, because I think she knows I'm right.
And it's not like you can lease it to more than one person at a time.
Exactly. I'm like, it's still yours, but you're just...
Yeah, you just don't own
just
it.
You don't own it right
your
now.
Your name's just not on the title
I'm
yet.
I'm leasing yours, too.
Exactly. That's such a good way to put it.
Yeah.
That's
no
gonna,
one owns shit.
That's going to be the t-shirt for this show.
What?
It's just going to be a picture of you with your thumbs up and it says, I'm leasing it.
Oh, God. I'm leasing it.
I'm leasing it. Big.
No, it's a lease.
Big bright letters, exclamation point, you just both thumbs up, big smile. I'm leasing it.
okay. Shit. Well, here we are.
I really want to talk about that Christmas idea you guys had.
Yeah, so here's a Christmas idea. Here, I'm going to tell it. Since she's asleep, I'm just going to tell it. So for Christmas...
There's no argument there, though, because I agreed with you.
Yeah. Since we're broke, we're both broke, you know, in college or whatever the fuck.
Her idea sounds so much more expensive than buying people presents.
It is, but she gets more out of it as a person because she's just giving. So here it is. We make care packages, okay, with, like, food and blankets and yada, 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 everything you need to survive, and we give it to the homeless people in downtown. She suggested Skid Row, and here's my problem with
you
Skid Row.
You will get shot.
Well, here's the problem with it. Oh, yeah, I said, okay, I said daylight number one,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't bring this up to her yet, but now I just thought about it. If we have only so many care packages...
Oh, my God.
And we bring down, like, yeah. five...
Well, any area, if you only have so many...
Yeah, exactly.
There's going to be one homeless guy who will follow
no,
you to
there's
going to
be, like, fours of, like, yeah. hey, where's ours?
They're going to follow your ass.
Because we either want whatever you have or your money.
They're going to kidnap Megan yeah. and be like, we'll just take her.
Seriously, she's really hot. She's a pretty girl. It's dangerous
carry
out there
her away.
So, yeah, we both got to do it because I got to be that part of her. So, anyway, so we have these care packages. And we give it to the homeless, we take a picture of them, we give them food and water and a blanket and a pillow, right? Mm-hmm. Take a picture with them, get their name, and their, like, general location of where they are, okay? And then we take that picture and put it in, like, a mason jar and fill it with candy. And then we give that mason jar filled with candy and a picture to, let's just say, you,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you open it up, it's your present, it's all wrapped up, and it's like, you helped Pookie!
I'd be like, you got me a homeless person, thank you!
You helped, it's like a homeless person in a box full of candy.
Like, is he mine to keep? No fooling?
So it's kind of like, with the money
I'll
that we could
have... I'll walk him and I'll feed him and I'll give him water, I promise, guys! Gee whiz!
It's essentially like...
My own crackhead!
With the money we could have spent for your actual present, we decided to help the homeless. So in a way, you help them, you know, instead.
I didn't do shit for them.
Right, now see, here's the thing I said immediately. I said, well, you're kind of going to piss people off. She said, what? What do you mean? And I'm like, well, I don't think people are as selfless as you think they are.
Yes, that is the simple truth.
Yeah.
People are asshole-coated assholes with asshole fillings.
Yeah, we all like to say we're going to help people.
Holidays, motherfuckers be greedy.
Is shit.
So if, like, you bought her a diamond watch.
And she gave me a picture of Pookie.
Jar, you're going to be pissed.
I'm going to be pissed, exactly. Or even, like, anybody.
You're going to be like, I'm going to take that blanket back. Fuck this guy. Yeah.
It's like, you held this person, but like, no, I didn't, really.
It's like when people buy each other stars.
I really hate saying that, but
I do too.
But I think I'm right.
Yeah.
I think we're totally right on this.
I agree with you. Like, it's a good idea. It's a good thing to do. You'd help a lot of people.
But you got to get other people presents too because they want
yeah,
them.
Because then people are going to be like, what the fuck?
Everyone
it's going to be the kind of thing where they're going to open it. They're going to be like, oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, and
thanks.
Then they're going to go home in the car and shut the door and be like, that fucking bitch.
It's like getting socks.
It's like getting socks, but even the guy who gives you socks is going to be like, fuck, this one's at a fucking Ralph's and got you
yeah,
socks.
Yeah, that dude took time to go find you socks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We found a homeless guy.
I'd be like, great, you gave me a homeless guy. When is he going to... Are they going to deliver him? Do I have to go get him?
Do I need to feed him now?
What does he eat?
Like, does he call me every Wednesday?
how's do I have to send him change? I don't think he has a phone.
No, yeah. Yeah, that's just the reality of the situation. She was really pissed off about it. Her initial idea was without the candy, just a photo and a thank you card.
That would be exactly the same as, like, when kids get bar mitzvah and they get a card that says, we paid to have a tree planted in Israel in your name.
Fuck.
Yeah, like, great, what am I going to do
when
with
can
this?
I see it?
Yeah.
Can I water it?
In 40 years, I'm going to go to Israel and find my fucking tree.
Get some chopped down and put into paper.
It's the same thing. Like, yeah, people suck. I agree with the idea, but I wouldn't do it as a Christmas present. I would do it if you're gonna do it.
What do you?
If you're gonna do it, I would just do it without giving it to people as a gift.
What'd you tell them?
Yeah, I think you kind of have to do it on a holiday.
No, I agree with the idea. Like at its core, if you're gonna make care packages for homeless people for the holidays, do it. But don't give it to people as a present.
Yeah.
Because then I also kind of feel like there's that underlying element of like, look, I did a good thing.
Exactly. And essentially, it also makes him feel bad, too, because like, oh, I didn't do that. And yeah. And it makes me feel like I should have done that.
So I feel like if you're going to do it without giving it away as a present.
It's kind of like, if you're really a selfish asshole, and I think that the fact that I'm thinking about it makes me one, but just say the possibility is I get that present, right?
Yeah.
I get, like, Pookie's fucking happy face with his fucking
I got a blanket!
And his blanket, right? And I think, okay, that's really sweet. Does it mean that I could have done that and didn't?
Yeah.
Or does it mean that I should have, and I didn't at all?
You guys are totally overthinking.
Like, does it make me... No, we're thinking about the right way.
Yeah.
It'd be like, does it make me a prick for not going and doing this myself? This was a really good thing.
Is she trying to say that I should have done it? That's fucking bitch. Why did I even go get her socks?
That's what I'm saying. Like, do it without giving it to people as a present. Do it just to do it. To do the good deed.
Exactly. But the thing is, the holiday, it's the idea that without the holidays, we wouldn't have any money. I mean, we have no money for the holidays. So, like, if we...
That's going to cost you so much more than just buying, like, a card for
everybody. Yeah, but it's the feeling of doing it that feels good.
I think you're underestimating how much. Like, how many baskets would you be wanting to do?
I don't know. How many? Let's ask the expert. She's waking up.
I think you're going to spend probably $100 a basket.
Close.
No, you're going to spend $100 on blankets.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
You go to fucking Walmart and go in the fabric section and get a few yards of fleece material.
Can you say
two
more F's for me?
A few yards of fleece material.
And you go to the fucking fabric section and
get a few fucking yards of fleece material.
Cut it into blanket sizes and tie knots so it looks all cute. Like you cut.
So you give him a prison blanket with decorations?
Shut up! I already told you. So you make a blanket like that. You put a bottle of water in it. You put a granola bar and like a toothbrush and a toothpaste. You go to the 99-cent store for that shit. So it all costs $1 and there's like 12 in a pack of granola bars. You put it all in the blanket, tie the blanket up so it looks like Santa's bag, and you get
it. I liked it better when you said so it looked like Santa's sack.
So the asshole in me was if I was a homeless guy, I'd be like, what the fuck, a fucking granola bar, and I gotta search for it?
Oh my god, okay.
then you're gonna hit the homeless people that are like, that's all that's in here is water and a granola bar?
I think that I'm underestimating or overestimating people in need.
True, but I think
any little bit helps, and it is a great idea, and I do support it. I think we should totally do it.
I do too.
That people are going to be selfish with their presence.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the bottom line.
Well, I mean, even more than that. Even like past the possibility of people being assholes. Let's assume everyone's an awesome person that doesn't care for a moment. Yeah. I still think it's a better idea to not give that away as a present because I don't know. I feel like giving someone your good deed as a present is the equivalent of, like, I saved a dog today and I filmed the whole fucking thing and put it on YouTube.
It's the equivalent of two people have diarrhea in a room and one person actually takes a shit.
it's like taking a picture of the shit
and be like, I did this!
Yeah, exactly. We can all sit back now that Megan's awake and not taking up the whole fucking thing.
Alright.
I just wouldn't give it out as a present. I would do it to do it and feel good about it. And know that I did it, I wouldn't give it to people.
It's a way to save money, honestly.
Yeah, it's a way to save money, but I think you're going to piss off, frankly, my mom and your family.
I'm not going to do it for my mom or your mom or my dad or your... It's like the petty gifts I already give my aunts and uncles.
So instead of, like, socks.
So instead of, like, dish towels or a candle, it's an actual thing, but whatever. Guys don't think highly about it.
We do.
Baby, we're on mic. You gotta.
You gotta talk to the world.
See, that's the face I get.
I know. And then she hits you.
And she hits me.
Stop hitting him. Why do you hit him, Megan?
Yeah, why do you hit me?
There's some deep seated anger issue. Why do you hit him? He's twitchy. Why do you hit him?
Is it my twitch?
is it his twitch?
Is it me?
He's got nerve damage from inhaling paint in a studio.
No.
That's not what it is?
No, we figured it out.
Piece of shit school.
Has black mold.
Oh, shit.
He's been getting rashes.
I've been getting rashes.
I got three rashes.
God damn.
I got the sore throat. The owner of the school has pneumonia. One of the other students got pneumonia.
So you've been inhaling mold spores.
And collapsed a lung. He collapsed the lung. Three student, three girls got their blood tests done and lost white blood cells and up their hemoglobin.
I hate to be the devil's advocate, but you could sue the fuck out of that.
We are going to.
Yeah, good.
We all called. Me and somebody else called
You get a bunch of people, it's a fucking class action. Yeah, OSHA.
We called OSHA.
OSHA will shut that place down.
Well, the problem is I have 100 hours left at that place.
Still.
But I can't get shut down with 100 hours left.
Yeah, but if this is permanent...
Here's the thing.
Who's gonna want you to cut their hair while you're twitching?
Fucking Monique got muscle spasms in her back too. Jesus. And I'm like, I've had them since I've been there.
Yeah.
It's been bad. That's when they started. That's when they started going there. But since the remodel happened, here's what happened. They scraped down... Are you turning off the mic?
No, changing its settings. We're good.
Okay. So a few remodelers came in because they're gonna remodel the school. Something they promised us when I first got there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, 8 months into me being at the school, I've had twitches this whole time.
Jesus.
Just as I fall asleep. Now they start the remodel. They go in, they change some lights fixtures, they, you know, bring down a wall, and are about to paint it.
Yeah.
Okay? And they stop. And they haven't started since 2 months ago.
Because they found
the fucking mold.
And they're not going to deal with it.
They just ran off.
Wow.
I figured it was just school procrastinating, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? A few students, one student in particular has like a gas mask on, she walks around because she has lung problems.
Jesus.
The other student I told you about had pneumonia and had to go to the hospital because he lost his lung collapsed. They put a breathing tube in him.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of school had pneumonia also and gave it to that student. And yet no one gives a shit. No one's told anybody anything. So, yeah, we called OSHA.
I was pissed
all day.
No shit.
I was like, I thought it was the paint I've had around me my whole fucking life. Yeah. But no. No. It's actually this piece of shit school that's like 25 years old. So that's why.
Damn.
I'm like...
Well, it's 25 years old and they haven't remodeled or repainted or anything in about 25 years.
Since then.
Well, I mean, that's not even the issue. There should be checks for shit like that.
The history of the school is they refused air quality checks.
That can't
be
legal.
What probably happened is they bought the building and found out about it after they bought the building and didn't want to take out the money to fix it.
Wow.
So instead of taking out the money to do it, these cheap fucking assholes decided, hey, fuck it. We'll run a school, we'll risk everyone's fucking life and their health, and just have them pay money to go here at this shitty place.
Pay money to die.
Slowly. That's great.
Be twitchy.
So listeners who don't know, I've had a twitch on the left side of my body where my heart and lungs are for the last year, and it's only gotten worse since the remodel. And I thought it was, you know, oil pans, exposure to, you know, spray cans, aerosol, whatever the fuck. Or just, you know, lack of sleep, stress, high blood pressure. There's so many things that it could be. But I looked up the causes and symptoms of black mold exposure, and everything's on there. Rashes, muscle twitches, spasms, seizures, lung problems, everything.
So what you need to do breathing. Is go to the doctor and make sure everything's okay. Obviously, it's not.
Yeah, like a good checked.
Make sure it's not deeper than what we just see.
MRI, CAT scan, blood test.
It's scary, man. It's really scary.
Lung cultures, all that shit.
I thought it wasn't that big of a thing because I thought, you know, like I've had muscle spasms before, but it's been repeating for so long.
Yeah, it's only gotten worse in the last couple months.
I know.
I have
100 hours left there. I have paid them a lot of money that I can't say publicly. And I just...
They should be giving you that time.
I want that money back.
Yeah, they should be giving you your 100 hours and your time.
They should be paying for your doctor's appointments.
Mm-hmm. And any kind of treatments you're going to need.
They won't.
You sue them, they have
to.
OSHA
more or less probably will make them have to do that.
We had a teacher call who had the spasms and the rashes break out, and we've had two students call, including me.
Jesus.
So we've made reports today. We'll continue to make them until they come in, and I want that school checked. And if it is exactly what we think it is, then...
They're fucked.
Then we're getting a class action lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm getting my rent paid.
For the next lifetime,
decade.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm extorting those fuckers for everything I paid them.
Oh, for sure.
Fuck that. Uh-uh.
They owe you that back if they're going to risk your life.
Exactly.
Just so they don't have to pay to get their shit fixed.
If I've got a permanent twitch in my body now because of your fucking foundation.
Yeah. How are you going to cut hair?
Exactly. How am I going to do anything, dude?
Yeah.
Like, when it's really bad, it's really bad.
If I walked into your barbershop, my barber was twitchy. I'm like, this dude's going to cut my ear off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, if the owner's actually aware, and they just don't care, then God, they're evil.
That could even go as far as criminal negligence.
Attempted murder or something.
Well, not attempted murder, it'd be criminal negligence.
Criminal negligence, yeah. Okay. But, I mean, like, if you're there for a long enough time, I've been there for almost a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every day, nearly every day, and I go there till 5 o'clock in the morning. So I'm there till 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I'm there till from 8:30 to 5 p.m. in that environment, nearly every day.
Just breathing that shit.
Just breathing it in, just sucking it all in, man. And we all are. The girl who works front desk had to leave on Friday because she couldn't breathe.
No shit.
She couldn't breathe.
That combined with the fact that you smoke all that shit in your lungs.
Yeah, I'm a smoker too.
That could be something that comes back to bite you in the ass later, so I would definitely get your lungs checked too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So, anyway. New developments in the health crisis.
Health crisis.
Seriously. Seriously. I told the owner, I'm like, I have these really weird muscle spasms. I don't know what they are.
She's like, oh, no, yeah, it's full of black mold and, like, asbestos.
You know what she said?
A few corpses are in the ceiling.
She
goes,
oh, that's weird.
I have a theory that there, I think, is in the ceiling.
There's a dead guy in the ceiling?
There's a dead woman in the ceiling.
Woman.
Why?
Because she was born in that place and she'll die there too, goddammit.
That's creepy as fuck, man.
You really think that? Why do you really think that?
Why would you go?
I've been in the attic. There's no dead body in there.
Oh no, we have two.
It's like One-Eyed Willie sitting there with a bunch of treasure and shit. Sean Astin. Instead of treasure, it's just like hair supplies.
I have creams and soaps and everything you need.
I beat you, One-Eyed Willie. I did it.
Yeah, really. The school sails off. That was like Poltergeist. It's like Indian Bale Grounds.
Love Dustin. Like Poltergeist, yeah.
The whole building just comes up and
just crumbles and evaporates.
I'm like, no! I want my 17 grand back. I want my tuition back, you fuckers. Why?
Big old portal of hell opens up in a broom closet and shit.
Yeah. Anyway, moral of the story is don't go to beauty school.
Clearly.
Don't go to that beauty school.
That's the moral story. If you're in Van Nuys, do not go to beauty school.
You get what you pay for.
I won't say why until I know for sure if this is the reason.
I'm assuming that's why we're not saying where either.
I'm not going to say where. Yeah. But until I'm right, I will say where.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Moving on. What do you want to talk? You want to talk about yourself, right? You want to say something about you?
I had a little bit of shit that I wanted to get the Degan opinion on.
What was that?
What's that?
Well, I fucked.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
I did. High fives.
High fives.
High fives.
Yep.
Yeah.
You fucked the girl in the butt.
Adam got laid for the first time in a year. Go me.
Yeah.
It
was good. National fucking holiday.
It should be.
Yeah.
Like we should all be fucking barbecuing and drinking beer. And
we
not-
should.
Close the banks and shit.
We should all drink rum in.
Oh yeah, in honor of the captain.
The captain.
We drink rum on captain. It's called Captain's Day.
Oh fuck.
September 17th is Captain's Day.
There we go.
I love it.
I like it too.
I love it. Captain's Day.
I'm gonna save that.
I'm gonna remember it because I got the poster for the show on the wall. So
put it in your calendar for next year.
Oh totally.
So you get a notification. And be like,
it's Captain's Day. Captain's
Day.
It'll be on a Friday next year.
Holy shit! How do you know that already?
Because this year it was a Thursday.
Right. See, the basic things, the fundamentals of life. I don't know. I have no idea.
So
what they are.
We just get fucked on Captain's Day.
That's fucking awesome.
It was after the Bruce Blue Rays and Bootlegs live last week, which plug this shit now, November 5th, 9:30, Flappers in Burbank, Bruce Blue Rays and Bootlegs live, the motherfucking sequel.
Yeah,
I'm happy about that.
Yeah,
so fucking happy about
that. You
got
a 2-day show. Was that right? Is it a 2-day thing?
No,
I was like, oh okay.
No,
on the event it's a 2-day.
Oh yeah, I just fucked up the event. Oh,
okay,
it's gonna be the same time, same length as the last show. I was happy about that because. I thought, because we didn't have enough people to meet our audience requirement to turn it into a weekly show, but I knew that they liked the show, that they liked me, I thought I'd have to resubmit a proposal for it every month we wanted to do it. Because that was what I was led to believe would happen.
Right.
I was told, you know, if, even if it's not a weekly show, you can always just, you know, email us again with the proposal again, and we'll do it, you know, whenever there's room in the schedule. They emailed me.
And said, hey.
We're like, November 5th, we want Bruce Blu-rays and bootlegs live in the Yoo-Hoo room.
Wow.
I called Omar, and I'm like, we got another show, bitch! I was so fucking happy.
That's awesome.
Oh my god.
Well, you guys did a really good job.
Yeah. Well, we're... I'm looking into, for the next show, having actual t-shirts.
Yeah, you should.
Like, I'm gonna take the Bruce Blu-ray's bootleg logo on the, off the poster, throw it on an actual t-shirt.
Yeah.
Or, I had another idea that I like a lot better, putting it on boxers.
Oh, dude, yeah.
With, like, me and Omar right on the cock. Legs.
Yeah, right here. Yeah. Like, right there.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Can you get boxing gloves in there, too? You're just like you're beating the dick?
That's we're floating around a couple ideas, and we're going to change up like the game aspect of the show. I think the idea we're going with this time is we're going to do the Triple B challenge.
What's that?
They have a big bucket full of handwritten challenges.
Okay.
To win your t-shirt or boxers or poster or whatever we end up playing for, you got to draw a challenge from the bucket and do the challenge.
Ah, the Bruise, Blu-rays, and Bootlegs challenge.
Triple B challenge.
The Triple B challenge. That's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, because so many people were cheating at trivia last time.
Well, yeah.
They were easy questions.
They were really, you wanted people to eat, which you did not get, by the way, Megan.
What?
I forgot what question I even for,
it was something about...
It was lyrics.
It was lyrics? I gave you Rocky Horror.
Oh, God. And you were like, I'm just a sweet transvestite from where, Megan?
Sexual Transylvania.
Transylvania.
Oh, my God.
We need to show her that movie. She's never seen it before.
We tried once. She fell asleep.
That's right.
No, I didn't. You guys changed it. And we ended up watching the stupid freaking Disneyland one.
Okay, watching it today.
Well, I do enjoy Escape from Tomorrow.
Tonight.
Word.
Down?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, you're going to get educated tonight. And until then, where were we?
Well, after the show...
I'm getting good at this.
You are. You're getting solid as a podcast.
Thank you.
Eventually you won't even need me. That's the idea.
I can talk to no one pretty well.
This is the idea of the show. Eventually I won't be here.
I like it, because I can look into nothing and just hear you. It's like I'm talking on the phone.
You can record on your phone and email it over to me?
No, I need you here, dude. I don't have, like, the umph.
You want?
I don't have the chutzpah.
The chutzpah.
I don't have the chutzpah to get up in the morning and be like, I'm just going to record. Because at home, I'm just like,
I'm actually working on contracts.
What?
That's something big that I've been doing this week.
What do you mean?
For third-party people to...
You're going
to
write us into this thing?
Well, no, you guys are fine. Anyone existing in the IAF Pod Network will not get a contract now. They're more for third-party, because I've been saying I want to produce more shows than I'm in.
Right.
So, I'm having these contracts drawn up for when I bring people in beyond the initial group of us that... It's basically like, all right, you're going to work for the IAF Pod Network. You're going to do X amount of episodes before this contract is up. We'll renew at the end of this contract. This amount of episodes will be the first season, in quotes, of your show. In exchange, you'll be split. I'm sure that sounds like you're fucking on mic. That's awesome.
I'm giving her a very soothing, very loving massage.
But it'll basically be like you work for us, do 20 episodes, you get a cut of the sponsorship, live show tickets, and merchandising and all that shit. But that's way down the line. That's just something I'm working on, so
that's
have it in my back pocket.
Just to have it.
Yeah.
Cool.
You guys don't need that. You're fine. But after Triple B Live last week, which we did that live show last week, but by the time this posts, it'll have been. That live show will be online. We'll probably be getting close to the second live show.
Cool.
I
have a proposition.
What's your proposition, sir?
Well, it's more like just like a...
You
said Triple B Live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's easier to say.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what it stands for.
Well, I know what it stands
for. You know what it stands for. We know what it stands for. I think until you get, like, known.
Well, eventually, yeah. That's the idea. I would change it to just be Triple B.
Cool. So, the logo would have a change, in my opinion.
You want
You'd have to get a third guy.
You'd have to all wear, be wearing bee costumes.
No.
And wearing and drinking beer.
No.
Come on! It's a triple B.
Logo stays.
And if you get boxers, you can have like hornets and the fucking stingers next to your dick and
logo stays.
It's great.
Can we go back to Adam's anal, please?
Oh yeah! That's right.
Well,
that's right. That's really good. Good timing there.
Well, I hooked up with a girl after my show.
We were so excited to watch.
We were very happy to see that.
I was excited for you guys to watch.
Omar and I damn near shit ourselves.
When I kissed her, I was like, I stopped and turned to you guys and I was like, hey!
We saw that long beforehand.
I was like, come look at this! And I dragged her over to you guys and was like, look!
Omar fucking almost fainted.
Oh yeah.
I held him.
Omar hasn't seen me with a chick since my ex.
Tenderly.
It's been a while since Omar's seen me with a chick. And boy, did he see me with a chick.
Oh, yeah. That's
oh
right.
Oh, my God.
He was in the room, not like 2 feet away from your fucking anal.
Because I told him that he could crash here after the show. So
I offered, man.
He didn't have to drive all the way back.
I actually begged him to take
me. I wanted him here.
I actually,
he wanted to stay.
If I recall correctly, I said, imagine the smell. You can stay where I am.
I wanted him here. He had to be here. It was our night. But I didn't plan on bringing this girl home, but then I did.
She planned on bringing you home.
Yeah, she planned on. But then we fucked on the floor while Omar was asleep on the futon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good thing he had, like, I don't know how many beers he had that night.
Oh, he was gone.
And, like, 2 shots.
He woke up the next morning and he's like, who the fuck is she? He's like, what? She came back with us? And I'm like, yeah, man. He's like, what happened? And I'm like, I'll tell you later, buddy. I'm like, but it happened right next to your head.
I told him before he left. I'm like, just remember that we even meet, even met. He's like, oh no, I'll totally remember. I'm like, you're not gonna remember at all.
He might. Well, he met you before. He met you before he was completely fucked up. So there's a good chance he will.
That's true.
My problem here being, before I had fucked this girl, I had almost no sex drive. Like, I didn't want to fuck anything.
And now you fucking awaken the beast.
No.
No?
The beast is still like, ugh, fine.
Okay.
And, like, I was talking to another friend of mine the other day about how, like, it had gotten to the point where, like, even jerking off seemed like a fucking chore. I'm like, do I have to?
You get boring after a while.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to.
Porn gets really boring.
Yeah, and, like, my imagination gets weird. So.
Yeah, and you start, like, delving into, like, the deep, dark corners of the internet. And then when you come, you're like, you feel like...
Yeah, then you're like, ah!
Yeah.
That poor donkey.
There's like 3 dead guys around you, and you're in your underwear.
Yeah.
And you're just, Jesus Christ.
It's like the end of Kingsman the Secret Service, and he's shooting up all the dudes in the church and shit.
Yeah.
And they're all dead, and he's like, what have I done?
Exactly.
The same
like that.
Thing.
That's exactly what coming is like.
But with jizz.
But with the jizz.
And no bodies.
And no... Well, sometimes.
But the problem is, like, you know, before I fucked her... I really had no ambition to fuck anybody, but then when the prospect came up, I was like, cool. Like, I wasn't like, yeah! I was like, okay. And then I fucked her.
The prospect of anal.
Well, not even that. I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
And then we fucked, and I was like, that was the thing.
So you're saying your sex drive is down.
My sex drive is like, it left the building.
It left the building, so
like,
you're...
Because even while we were fucking... I was like, just get on top. Just
what, seriously?
I starfished for like 5 minutes. I'm like, just go. And then when it was obvious that she couldn't get the right position, I was like, alright, just get on, lay down.
Oh my god. So sex is already monotonous even for the first time in a year.
Well, I mean, that's obviously an exaggeration.
I don't know, man.
No, it was an exaggeration.
All right, yeah, okay. Well,
like,
I mean, all I know is what you tell me.
That was the internal monologue. Like, in the moment, I'm like, yeah, get on top, sit on it. But in my head, I'm like, just go. And then when she couldn't get it in, I'm like, get down, let me do it. I'm like, forceful and shit.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm just like, ugh, work.
And then for 3 solid minutes, you just...
Even then, I was just like... I feel like I've been lasting a while. Can I come already? Then I look over and there's Omar and I'm like, well, I'm not coming anytime soon now. And then I came and I noticed that Omar was there and like my dad's urn's on the other side of the room. I'm just like, I'm a horribly gross person.
Do you think it had anything to do with the fact that you were kind of drunk?
I wasn't that drunk.
Really?
I was buzzed by the time we left the bar. I had sobered up. And I only had a couple drinks at the show, so I wasn't even that buzzed to start with.
See, because I've been drunk. I've been drunk a few times during my experience when I'm drunk and having sex.
I come all the time when I'm drunk. I come for days when I'm hammered.
Either I can't come or I can't keep it up.
Those are the nights where I find the weird shit on the internet and I wake up naked on my patio and my neighbors are like, put your dick away. And I'm like, you love it.
You love this shit. Hello. You're paying to be here. This is your show.
You sit here and watch me. I'm so sad.
Cheers.
I had almost no sex drive before I fucked her, and then I expected, like you said, I expected it to like awaken the beast from me and be like, oh my god, I need to fuck everything that moves.
I thought it would happen. I seriously thought that was going to happen to you.
And like honestly, that night it kind of was. Like afterwards, I was like, I just want to keep this chick around and keep fucking her. Like, oh my god.
Okay.
And the next morning, it was still a little bit, like, I was like, I should try to fuck her again before she leaves.
Right, did you?
No.
Damn it.
No, she slept most of the time after Omar left, because we didn't go to bed till like, 6 a.m., and then Omar had to be up at, like, 7:30 to move his car and leave.
When you're, like, a little peekaboo.
What?
Peekaboo. Mm-hmm. You know, when she's sleeping, and you're just, like, just spread it open, just fall on in.
I thought about that.
Peekaboo.
I thought about that. I did take an awesome, I did take that awesome selfie while she was sleeping.
Yeah. I saved it to my phone.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Because I told her I deleted that. If she listens to that, she's going to be pissed.
I fucking got that
shit. She found out that I sent it to
people. I have that shit.
Oh, she doesn't know you sent it?
Oh, no, man.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so hold on. Okay, so your sex drive isn't where you would think it is.
Yeah, like...
But you obviously have a feeling for the girl, because...
No.
No?
Well, like, you like an emotional feeling?
No. I'm saying like a feeling in general, because you were just now concerned that she would be upset at you because you shared a picture with me. Now,
true.
If you didn't care about her, you wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's more me being selfish and not wanting her to be pissed off and go away.
You just want the option of sex when you want it.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, okay. No, I understand where that's coming from then.
Oh, like it's. The day after she left, oh my god, why am I getting that look, Megan?
It's more that I agreed with you, I think, is the look that she's giving. I wish that we
Jesus.
Had a camera that you could see Megan's face.
Oh my god. Those, like, no. Death eyes.
I wish, no, you know what I wish it was? I wish we had, like, a little, like, a, like, a, like almost like a, fuck! What's the name of it? It's a... PowerPoint presentation. Okay, just for every podcast. So, like, when Megan gets pissed off, just one picture of her just pissed off.
Or like those those books we used to get as a kid where it's, like, the audio book and the actual book, the book on tape.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, turn the page.
Oh,
you turn it, it's just Megan scowling.
Yeah. And she has a scowl.
But for the sake of our audience, I will say that the picture I took was nothing lewd or explicit.
It's just them
It was...
down.
Yeah, she's completely unconscious and in the most... awkward, uncomfortable-looking position ever.
You ever see the ending of Breakfast Club? Where the guy puts his hand in the air?
That
was exactly what this picture was.
Next to this fully clothed, unconscious sleeping girl whom I had fucked the night before.
And she just looks like she's out.
Yeah, she's out. Passed out.
Yeah, she's passed out, and you were just like, hand in the air, fucking, yeah! I did that!
Oh, then the next morning, like, no, that night, like, right after we were done, I was sending people the YouTube link to I Just Had Sex.
Yep.
I was like, yeah!
Yeah, it was 4:40 in the morning, and I got a link from Adam, and I didn't open it then, but I knew.
I knew it would be that link.
I knew for
he
a,
actually, yeah, I was
it.
Driving him, and he's like, I know it's I Just Had Sex.
I every girl I've been talking to over the last, like, year that I've almost had sex with, that's been my game plan. Like, I'm gonna send that link to all my friends the second I come.
Just gonna roll over and just, like, find it on YouTube.
That's exactly what I did. I went in the bathroom to get rid of the condom and I had my phone. I'm just like, I just had sex, Lonely Island search. Oh no! It's like white smoke coming out of the Vatican when there's a new pope. It was gonna be my signal for Adam.
Holy shit! That's a good one.
No pun intended.
Oh yeah, no. Very holy.
It's weird because then like then when she left, I was like, that was fun. And then I just went about my shit.
Yeah.
I went to an audition. I came home and was like, I want to look at porn. Not really.
Okay. So, here's the thing.
But then, like,
I think you're over it. I think you're over the sex to be with. I think you're busy.
I am busy.
You got a lot on your mind.
I was in, like, the other day, I tried to get her to come over. I was like, because I knew it was her day off. I'm like, hey, do you want to hang out today?
Yeah.
And she said she couldn't. And I wasn't like, oh, shit. I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, cool.
You deal with it. Because you know, like, what's going to change?
Nothing.
Exactly, nothing. So I think the thing is that you're not girl crazy anymore. Like, you know I've had my girl crazy days.
Yeah, I think right? That kind of is the change. Like,
You're not just, like, fucking angry about it when you can't have it.
But, I mean, there is the other side of that, too, where I'm like, even if she was here, would I fuck her, or would I just want to hang out with her?
Okay, so see, that's the same problem that Megan and I have sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's...
Right?
I don't even know. What are you guys talking about?
Nothing at all. Just agree.
What problem?
Nothing. Okay, anyway.
That's the thing. Like, I was thinking about it, you know, and I was like, after she told me she could come over, I was like, and if she had, would I have even wanted to fuck her? Because for, like, the few days after that, I was just like, ugh, fucking.
I think it's more important that you build a relationship. Or not even a relationship anymore. It's more like you just reconnect bonds that have been broken for the last, like, I don't know, how many years? Like, 10? 9, 8?
Like, 7.
7. 7 years. Okay, so you have, like, 7 years of reconnecting to do. And I think it's more important that you just talk to her.
Well, after she hears this episode that I sent that picture to people. People being you, of course.
Whatever. I looked at it, I laughed for 45 minutes or so, and then I just saved it. That was about it.
Well, she told me to delete it, and she watched me delete it, but she didn't realize that, like, there's the recently deleted folder. So I just brought it right back. Like, this is my, it's her contact picture on my phone right now.
It's your contact picture of mine.
Good, it should be. She was mad because she's like, I look so ugly in that picture. And I'm like,
you look like you got fucked in the ass for a good hour.
I'm like, but it's hilarious. Like, I don't give a shit. It's hilarious. Embrace the comedy in this picture.
Seriously.
And I told her again, I'm like, that's the horrible thing about being around a comedian. You don't know what I'm going to turn into a joke. I told her that after we were done, I'm like, I'm probably going to talk about this on stage or on a podcast.
Yeah, she should be happy to do that. She came to the show alone.
Let's think.
She came to support you and then take you home and ride whatever you got in those pants.
She rode the lightning.
She rode the lightning.
It's not the name of my dick, but it's the name of a Metallica song, so that's kind of cool.
There you go.
Damn, damn, damn. Damn, damn. Damn, damn, damn. That's Master Puppets.
That is. It is. What's Ride of Lightning?
I don't remember.
Really?
By something that's like... Damn, 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 damn.
There's the air guitar competition somewhere in California that you need to be a part of.
I would rock that shit, sir.
You should definitely go.
That's what I was looking into when I was up for the School of Rock TV series. I was like, if I book this, I'm just going to go do as much karaoke and air guitar as I can. I was like, I'm going to hit up every karaoke bar on a weekly basis, and I'm going to go find an air guitar competition to get me ready to play Jack Black's character.
There you go.
But I didn't get it, so I was like, fuck it, I don't want to do that.
Just anywhere you can. Megan is so bored, she's actually primping me right now.
Like a monkey.
Like a monkey.
I'm popping all your ingrown hair pimples.
That's gross.
I hope the Matt caught that. She's popping all my ingrown hair pimples. I'm a really hairy guy. I'm more hairy than your hairy man Sal who lives downstairs. I'm hairier than him.
The fuck is hairy man
that
Sal?
Everyone's
got a hairy man Sal.
Hairy man Sal.
His name
is
Sal.
Fuck is hairy man Sal?
His name's Sal and he's hairy. We all know him.
He lives downstairs.
That just sounds like a dirty joke.
It is. Like, hey, maybe you want a hairy man Sal?
All right, whatever. So anyway, I'm more hairy
than...
What's
a hairy man, Sal?
God damn it.
It's when I shave off all my pubes and stick them in your ass.
Oh, Jesus.
That's disgusting.
That's fucking brilliant.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's good.
Try that at home, kids.
I will.
Keep your lady a hairy man,
fuck
Sal.
No,
I will.
Not.
I will.
No, you're not.
Oh, here's a good point. Here's another one. I'm talking about hairy man Sals. Seriously, this is a good one. I like his name.
Hey, man, so.
You're welcome and thank you. So, new development in the sex quarter. of our relationship.
Really?
Yesterday.
Oh my god,
Megan,
no.
Megan,
no.
Megan referred to her, her member as a cat. And no. said the cat was itchy and hungry.
I knew where you were
and
going.
And it needs
with
catnip. So your now.
Dick is catnip.
So now my dick's catnip, which you know, which pissed me off. So hold on. Now I want to give her a hairy Mansell.
That's what I was going to say.
So it would be a cat.
Her vagina should be named Hairy Mansell.
You called it a cat.
No, you called it a cat.
No, you called it a cat.
Oh, that's right. No.
Said...
Yeah, okay, so okay, here's the actual thing. She said it's itchy. I said, what's itchy? She said, it's itchy. And I'm like, okay. She's like, well, scratch it. I'm like,
you can't
okay,
scratch
so
it.
I scratched it. And she's like, no, it's like inside. Just like put it in. Just like, you don't even have to do anything. Just like sit there and put it in. And hold on. Telling your partner just put it in... Isn't the most arousing thing to say?
I would take that. I'd be like,
it's not,
all right.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like put it in. It was like just fucking get on top of me and put it in.
I take that too. Like, do I have to move past the initial thrust? No. Perfect. Let's do it. I'll come regardless.
No, you know how awkward that is. I can't like come to full mast and just be like, yeah, I'm just gonna stick it in there one time. Just hold it while you itch whatever the fuck it is.
That's how you get blue balls.
That's how you get blue balls. So anyway, she says just put it in and I won't do it. And she says it's hungry. And I'm like,
it's hungry.
I didn't say it was hungry.
Yeah, I said your cat's
Phoebe
hungry.
Seymour.
I just said it needs catnip.
I said your cat's hungry. She's like, yeah, it needs catnip. And I'm like, my dick is catnip to you? Like Meow Mix. Like my dick is Meow Mix.
Your dick is Fancy Feast.
Ow!
Harry Mansell needs some Fancy Feast. I swear to God, if I get a homeless guy Christmas jar, one of them better put named Harry Mansell.
At the bottom of your jar is gonna be Harry Mansell.
Jesus.
Oh, fuck. Well,
she deserves the finest. She deserves Fancy Feast.
There's the cat in the background.
This might be my favorite episode.
This is the best one. This is the best one so far, I think.
We're hitting our groove, hitting our stride.
This is great, yeah, yeah. If you've stuck with us for 3 episodes, this could be where we hit it.
Yeah, this is... I feel like we're at a good spot for the show. It was a little bit about me, a little bit about you guys, a lot of funny.
A lot of Hairy Mansell.
We kept it light, but we talked about some real shit.
Yeah, yeah,
the first 2 episodes, I listened back to them, they're fucking heavy.
Yeah, they are.
There's like a good 20 minutes of just straight bullshit.
Yeah, and then it's just like 45 minutes of fuck.
Yeah, it's like warming you guys up and joking around and shit, and then just something small in every episode.
It's
like
snowballs.
Yeah, like yeah. Some little benign statement.
Yeah, like everything else in life, you know? That's just how it happens, yeah.
Which, I mean, I do like those episodes, but I feel like this is a better feel for the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Hopefully we can keep it up. And,
Hopefully I don't get my ass kicked for having sent that picture to you.
If you do, next time you're in Bowther, give her a Hairy Mansell.
I should have listened to the show.
Oh, fuck. Are we out?
I think it's a solid place to put a button on it.
Yeah.
This was Degen episode 103. I'm Adam Cagley.
I'm Dustin.
I'm Megan.
I'm the D in Egan.
I'm the Egan and Meg.
You were so fucking close! So fucking close!
Alright, 4th episode, you're gonna get it.
4th episode, I'll get it.
That's it. Stay tuned.